one of the best teams in the NFL. So I think everybody knows who's at stake. Everybody knows who we're up against, what we're up against. It's just about continuing to prepare for the next 48 hours and get ready for the game.
How has this week of preparation been physically? I know obviously, you know, tried to do as much as he could to back things up and give as much time, but you know, that is a tough turnaround for an NFL player. What's it like?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the way the cookie crumbles. You know, we get a Monday night game, then we get a big Sunday game, so you have less time to recover. Shorter week, got to flip your attention to the Dolphins pretty quick. Again, like I say, we all know what's at stake. There's not going to be any sympathy for, you know, having short turnaround and not enough time. So it is what it is. We just got to, you know, overcome. It's just like you do all year. You just overcome things, find ways to keep handling adversity and finding ways to win.
Odell, they have Jalen Ramsey over there. You, of course, played with him. Yeah. In L.A., what were some of those practices like? I know you got there on the second half of the season, but going up against a corner like that?
Obviously, it's going to always get you better. And it's just funny because before we was on the Rams, oddly enough, like, he was one of my favorite players. Like, he just, the way he carries himself, the swag he possesses, the skills that he has, the talents. Like, I was always a big fan of him. Got to go against him Jacksonville after coming back off the ankle, and then just being with him every day in L.A., you know, the iron sharpened iron thing. But once you get deep into the season, like, you don't really go against each other, you know, that much. You're more preparing for the other teams and things like that. But obviously, he's an all-world phenomenal talent. I think everybody knows that. He's a brother. You know, we want to ring together, and he truly is a brother of mine. So it's pretty great to be able to compete against him. You know, actually, I got another brother on that team who's Mike linebacker now. He got the green dot. So it's just weird going up against him. But I think that adds a little, you know, competitiveness to you. Those are, you know, guys that you have the most respect for and a lot of love for. So just knowing, you know, what we're up against and the task that's at hand and what we need to do, find a way to win this game.
This time of year, you went on a Super Bowl run before. Is there kind of like at the end of that kind of a switch in your head, like, regardless of what's happened up to this point, if I put together, like, you know, a nice little stretch?
Of course. It doesn't hit. Whatever happened in the regular season, like, it doesn't matter at this point. You could have no catches. You could have 150. You know what I mean? It really doesn't matter. It's about what you can do in these next couple games. How do you want to be remembered? Legendary moments and things of that matter. So nothing actually at all matters to me in my eyes, where the last game doesn't matter. You know, the only thing that matters is this next game and the games that are coming after that. So, like I say, we all know what the task is. We all know what we're working for, working towards. Just got to find a way to, you know, put one foot in front of the other each and every day and get better.
Being your first year with Lamar, what stood out to you about his leadership?
I think he leads to the way that he plays. You know, I'm not the biggest vocal guy. He's not the biggest vocal guy. He's just a baller. Like, he's a gamer. You know what I mean? And he knows how to turn it on when we need him. And I think everybody looks at him to be that. And he knows how to, you know, he's probably had that all his life. I know he's had that all his life, you know, from a knee high to where he's at now. You know, he's probably always been the special chosen one. And that just carries over. It's just some people are born with it, and he's one of those guys who's born with it.
Odell, were you happy to see the acclaim for your Shimmy celebration on the sideline?
Mother, what? Oh, man, I don't know how. I don't even know his name, but I don't know how Buddy does that dance, but it is impressive. I've had people hit me up for weeks, like, you got to do this celebration. And I had to tell him straight, like, I can dance. I like to have fun, but, like, I can't hit it how Buddy hits it. Like, he's doing it, so. I don't know if it's the knee to the shoulder, the way it just, he's got it. So it was, it's just having fun. You know, Zay scores, like I say, in that room, like, we all feel a part of each other's success. You know, I've had enough success of my own to be able to, like, really be able to enjoy other people's moments, you know, more so than, you know, when I score myself. So we're just having fun, man. You know, we played against one of the best teams in the world, and, you know, we're able to come out victorious, so. Just having fun.
The celebration game has definitely improved since you arrived. Do you take credit for that? Is, you know, is that something that you brought to the team?
You said it, not me. I didn't say nothing. You know, I've been, like I say, I've been doing it a long time. It's just, it's not about like just putting the spotlight on yourself or anything. Like, it's just about having fun. It's very hard to score a touchdown in the National Football League. It's about having fun, you know, bringing that joy back. When you were a kid, I'm sure you wanted to celebrate when you were a kid, when you scored. Like, everybody wants to celebrate. And I'm sure all the other 10 people on the field are just as happy that you scored as well. So it's just about having fun, man. At the end of the day, this is football. This is the game that we love, you know, aside from the business aspect and all the other things that go with it. You know, it is the game of football that we love. So sometimes you just got to be in the moment and enjoy that.
What's your take on the importance of getting a bye just from the rest and, you know,
need it. Need it. You know, you go this deep into a season and you find a way to steal another bye week or get rewarded a bye week for all the hard work that you put in all year. Like, it's important. You know, this is a veteran team. We got some young guys, but, you know, we got some older guys. Like that guy over there, you know what I mean? Like, we got some guys who would absolutely love a bye week and be able to not rest, but do other things to put yourself in a better position for weeks coming up. So it starts with being 1-0 this week. The same thing I said when we lost the game and we were 3-2 and then won whatever, however many games, it starts with being 1-0. It starts with handling, knowing your assignment, and just being able to you know, lock into the details and find a way to come out victorious one more time. And that puts us in a different position than it would if we weren't 1-0. So like I say, we all know the task is at hand. There's no need to hype it up, hype it down. It is what it is. We just got to find a way to come out, be prepared, and win. Thank you. Yep.